A few minutes late to your first private lesson. Very improper, young man. Do you have anything to say for yourself? Yes, I suppose my assignment on female orgasm is a bit of a lengthy read. Especially for someone without much experience. I'll forgive this instance if only because of your unique situation, allowing me to educate you. So come around my desk and let me get a look at you. You really are a fine-looking boy. Strong, but not enough to look threatening. A face most would call handsome. Maybe even adorable. And already showing signs of arousal towards me. You can't help but look at my exposed womanhood, can you? Nor the lingerie I put on to draw your gaze to it. That's normal. Right, even. Males cannot help but become lustful at the sight of a woman's entrance. Just a tiny bit of sexual enticement and all your other thoughts are overpowered by a need for pleasure. It's what made the shift in gender dynamics so easy, after all. You have my permission to take your penis out for me. I see. With a cock like this and such high scores on the good boy exam, I can see why you were accepted to the university despite not being taken by a woman already. I'm glad to have the opportunity to personally educate such a promising male specimen for once. I'm sure the other instructors will be too. Now, even though this is not a classroom environment, I am still your professor, so you will still address me as Madame Venus and follow my instructions to the letter. If I tell you to stop, you stop. If I tell you how to alter your technique, you do so without question. Understand? Very good. So as I taught in class, a good boy must always be ready to provide his woman an orgasm when told. This can be accomplished in various ways and from several parts of her body. However, this session, we will focus on you learning to make me come from my pussy. Get on your knees for me, young man. Take a close look at the subject you will be studying. I know it's quite different from what you've seen in my textbooks, but you will have plenty of time to learn everything you need to know about it. Good boy. We'll begin with you using your fingers. Start rubbing them around my entrance in the way shown in the reading. Gentle, young man, gentle. I won't have one of my students treating a woman's most sensitive part so roughly. That's better. Yes, that's good. Massage my pussy. Softly and gently. Rub my clit too. Come on, I showed you where it was earlier today. Yes. There you go. Good boy. With your other hand, start rubbing a finger up and down my slit. Just trace up and down slowly. Yes, like that. Good boy. Good boy. Press a bit harder between my lips. No, Not that high, just a little lower. Sir, just spread me open a little. Keep going like that for a bit, okay? Get a feel for the way my pussy reacts to your touch. How soft and warm it is against your fingers. Good, good boy. You're doing very well so far. It's very important to make sure a woman's entrance is ready before you sleep inside her. Not just for foreplay, but also for penetrative sex. You need to make sure I'm wet and ready to receive you. It can also be very pleasurable when administered properly. This sort of foreplay can make any woman more eager for an orgasm. Fuck. I forgot how good this could feel. Okay. That's enough preparation now. Slide one. Two. Fingers into me and begin to finger fuck me as I demonstrated in class. Press into me and... that's it, exactly. You're a fast learner, aren't you, young man? Good boy. Now I'm starting to get... close to coming. So, using what I've taught you, I want you to try and stimulate my G-spot. Explore my pussy, yeah? Find the place where I clench around your finger the hardest, okay? There you go. Rub right there. Young man, right there. Fuck. And you're rubbing against it just right. So good, so good. Such a good boy for me. Yes, I know. My hips are trembling. That's what's supposed to happen. Don't stop, young man. Go faster. Press harder. Keep rubbing. That perfect spot and make me come like this. Be a good boy and make me come. Be a good boy and make me squirt all over your fingers. Yes, fuck yes. Good boy. Good boy. God, have I always come so fast from foreplay? Or are the males being brought up under the matriarchy better at sex? I might need to make a few notes on this. After you make me come a few more times, and you seem to be enjoying yourself as well. Your cock twitching in response to my satisfaction. It's so eager to make me come again, as it should be. So this time, I'm going to show you how to pleasure me with your mouth. This would normally be covered towards the end of the semester. But I think we could both enjoy studying some advanced material. Start by licking around my pussy. Good boy. It tastes good, right? All these juices you've made me lick out. Sweet, tingly, feminine nectar. It's like an aphrodisiac to some men. I do hope you'll become one of them. You'd make a fine desk pet. Don't hold back your moans, young man. Let them out as you lick me. Women like hearing a man moan as they taste her. Especially moans as sweet as yours. Aha! Good boy, you've gotten a taste of me, so now I want you to open your mouth and press it around my pussy and hips. And you're going to slide your tongue into my entrance. No, not so fast, young man. I know my pussy tastes good and your mouth feels quite good too. But you have to pace yourself. You can't expect me to keep giving you instructions if you... Are you even listening to me? Hey! Control, young man. Control yourself. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but you are here to learn, not to indulge. Now, resume tongue-fucking me, but like a good boy. There you go. See, it feels better to be servicing me in a polite way. Not just devouring my cunt like you're some spoiled brat. No. I will only allow respectful, good boys to taste my pussy. Oh, you do want to be a good boy, don't you? Go on, nod for me. That's what I thought. Then you will apologize by placing your hands on my thighs and burying your face in my hips. Show me how badly you want this. How badly you want to make me come in that respectful mouth of yours. Good boy. Keep sliding and thrusting that tongue into me. Deep, deep into me. Keep moaning around me. Keep holding on to my thighs. Keep making me feel good. Look at you closing your eyes. There's that signature look of a good boy. Blissfully embracing and enjoying feminine pleasure. I've always done my best to convey the beauty of that look in my papers, but nothing compares to the satisfaction of being able to see it between my hips again. It gets me so wet having a young man like you take such pleasure in my ecstasy, enjoying it almost as much as direct stimulation. Good boys like you make me want to come so hard. I expect you to swallow all of it. Young man, all of my juices, not letting a drop slip out. Understand? Good boy. Good fucking boy. Yes, here it comes. Swallow it for me. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm right there. Be a good boy for me. Be a good boy and God, yes. Good boy. That was so fucking satisfying. Ah. Open your mouth for me, young man. You did drink all of it, didn't you? That's good, that's... Oh my! You actually came just from eating me out, and you let out so much onto the carpet for me. No. No need to apologize, young man. While it is improper for good boys to come without permission, I'm willing to overlook this happy accident of yours, if only because you made me come very hard. I'd say we can consider this lesson a success, and if you have any other questions about the material or want other hands-on demonstrations, you can always ask me after class. But for now, you seem very well on your way to becoming a good boy. A very good boy? Well, your technique still needs a bit of practice, but was very pleasurable. Some self-control issues too, but better to be over-eager than under-eager, I suppose. So, by my standards, yes, young man, you've been a very good boy.